Okay, so we're doing the sugya of Oved Enosh Dino D'Nafshei. So there's really three shitas. First one's a little obscure, but it's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda maintains that even where it's a matter of pseida, you still we say lo Oved Enosh Dino D'Nafshei, because that was a shaila he sent to Rav Nachman. Then you have Rav Yehuda that maintains. Then the Gemara answers, no, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman argue on this point. But nobody argues with his pseida. Okay? But where there's no pseida, that's where you have the machlekes. So Rav Yehuda maintains, even though Rav Yehuda maintains if there's no pseida, so lover in inish dino lanafshe. And Rav Nachman maintains that even though there's no pseida, lover in inish dino lanafshe. So we went to the Rush basically. So the Rush is Parashlishi Gimel. Okay, so the Rush says like this. Oved Enosh Dino L'Nafshei U'Potab Ma Shechavo B'Chavero Emlo HaYochel Hatzla Shelo Emlo Shiyakeno. Okay, so that's the Dov Pashit. That if he just hits him and he didn't have to, it could have been Matzah without that, so then he's definitely Chayev. U'Bedover D'Les Leip Seida Ela Hatzolos Tarech Shelo Yistarech Lotzi Momono B'Din B'Hopligi. Machlekes is where he won't have to, where there's only Hatzolos Tarech, that he shouldn't have to go to Bezin to be Motzi's moment al pidin. That's where the Machlekes is. Javidus of Bishvil Hatzolos Tarech Elam Rishis Lechavobo. Javidus says because of Hatzolos Tarech, just in order to avoid the Tircha, you haven't got Rishis to be Lechavo. And Rav Nachman says, Akivin Dinuka Ovid, the Yochel of Arsha, Bedinu, Yochel Hotsu Menu, Yeshlo Rishis Lahasla Shalo, Afilu Barkor. Many Yochel Hassel Ben Yenacher. Right. Okay. So the Rush leaves us with like two valid arguments. I mean, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says like this, that you can't be makia the guy where you don't have to, and if you do, see a chayev. So if you could be matzal at Ben Yenacher without doing damage, without being called b'chavero, so were you mechuyif to do that? So now you have Bezdin, so you have the opportunity. You don't have to be chavol. Go to Bezdin. And that's Rav Yehuda's argument. And Rav Nachman's argument is that since he's doing it in din, he's doing it according to halacha, so he has a right, since he's doing it al-pidin, he has a right to exercise din. I let him go to Bezdin. I mean, apparently, Rav Nachman's argument is that as long as his actions are in line with halacha, which means he's doing din, and he has a right to do din, so he has a right to be chovel. He has a right to be chovel. He doesn't have to make recourse to another system. He doesn't have to make recourse to another system. As long as what he's doing is in din, so you can't mechayev him to make recourse to another system. In other words, to go and be matriach himself. But what's difficult is to define a machlekes, to get to the crux of the machlekes. It's like two arguments, two valid arguments. So what we did yesterday was we said like this. And we based it on the Nemuki Yosef, basically. Because the Nemuki Yosef says that, and it's mashma from the Rush like that too, that Nemuki Yosef is a little word here. He says that, Gavagus the Kaboy Mare Lemishkulev Atsuli Miyada the Heyach. That's really where that Osnun Gimel is in the column between the Riff and the Muk Yosef. Ulatsuli Miyada the Heyach the Boy Lemigzle Ola Zuki Mamone the Ainitzar Chaloma Gabetzos Nefashis. So he says that is Ovid Enosh Dino L'Nafshei is Latsuli Miyada the Heyach the Boy Lemigzle Ola Zuki Mamone. Okay, so he mentions that Sals Nefashis. So apparently he holds us in the same track. So that's what we wanted to say, that The three-way machlokes in the Gemara is like this. According to Rav Chisda, you have a right to be matzel yourself if it's a matter of protecting your guf. But mamono, he has no right to. He has to go to basin. According to Rav Yehuda, he has a right to be matzel mamono. Atzolos mamono is mutter. And atzolos mamono is mutter. But where he could be matzel alidei dover acher, like alidei bezin, so that's not atzolos. So that's not atzolos. So therefore it's also b'chayev. Okay? And according to Rav Nachman, it still is defined as atzolos. Even though, in other words, atzolos is not defined by hefsed moment. Atzolos is defined by the maisa atzolos. It's mine, and I have a right to protect my things. So you're standing in my way. You take my thing. So even though I can go to Bezdin, it still doesn't take away from the character of my right to be matzel. The shame atzolos still is there because it's a maisa atzolos. It's a maisa atzolos. So the machlekes, if that's the case, the machlekes would be, how do you measure the maisa atzola? Do you measure the maisa atzola by the maisa? In other words, somebody's coming, he's confronting me and taking my thing away. So I have a right to be matzolot. Or in the case where, let's say, for instance, there'd be the irrigation ditch, but it wouldn't be a hefset. So, like, there's enough water, let's say. So, you say, I have a right, today's my day, I have a right to go, this is my right, to go and be dola today. So I'm being matzel, what's mine? It's the maisa, the nature of the maisa is a maisa atzola. But Rav Yehuda maintains that atzola is measured in terms of the chefza. If it's atzola's mamon, then it's considered atzola. If it's not atzola's mamon, then it's not considered atzola. Okay, so that's the way we define the machlokes. And the Rosh seems to fit in nicely like that. Because he says, in the beginning, Rav Nachman amar v'nishdin l'naf she'elo pli'yanam rabbi Reuven she'bol l'gzol chefes m'shimen v'omad shimen negdo v'yikoho o'shiro shimen chefes shelo b'yad Reuven b'shem l'kachto v'Reuven michabo v'hiko shimen l'Reuven at shen yechlo shelo. That's definitely mutter. Because he kept saying, "Kahuv the aguso, the bay tray, the shemi yecholam is karkosara." Awisha matzels is bila, kishen yechol atzol the davracha. Aved inishdin lenafshe upata mashchover loy yechol atzol es shelo in lo sheyakenu. So that's a loch of atzol. Atzol es shelo. Okay. Ubedavid less late say that el atzol es torach. Shelo yistarch lotzim amono bedin bahopligi. That because, in other words, just to save the Torah, you don't have Rishus b'chavav. Why? Because you have another means. And you have another means, and there won't be any hefsed moment. For Rav Nachman Sova, kimen the dina ko'ovid, the yochel levar shebedin ho'y yochel lahotzi mimeno yesh lo Rishus lahatzel ha'shelo, afilu ba'ko amen yochel ha'sabul yinachar. See, and when it comes to Rav Nachman, the Rashi doesn't bring in Tarach anymore. Because he just says that it's Bedin. Because Bedin means it's a Maisa Atzola. As long as it's Bedin, so it's considered a Maisa Atzola. And he's not considered a Maisa Mazik. Okay, the shame Maisa Atzola removes the Chalei shame of Maisa Mazik. One second, there was one more question we had. The question was, why does the Rosh bring in Avala Mashkino Bishvil Chov Shechayev Lo Leslei Rishusa? This is not the paragraph of Kabbalah. Avala Schor Le Mashkino El Bevezden. V'yamashmo Hosom Da'afilu Shlich Bezden Menatach Netuchi Bishuk. He can grab it from in the Shuk. Dafka Avala Yikonis Lebeso. So what does this have to do with anything? This is a separate Allah and a separate system of... Gvias Achov. You see, by Schar Momen, it's not true. By Schar Momen, you can actually go in and take it. So, what is the Rosh bringing this in here for now at this point? What does that have to do with anything? So, we said that what the Rosh is saying is that where it's Nimsa Lebezden, even if it's Hashem Maisa Atzola, you'll still be Chayven, and the Maisa Atzola will not cancel out the Hashem Mazik. Where it's Nimsa Lebezden. That's what the Rosh is saying. And over here, the Seder Gvias Achov is Nimsel Abezin. So you'll say, but I'm still in Matzah line, so maybe it's not considered a Maisa Mazik. No. That's definitely considered a Maisa Mazik. Okay? So it fits in nicely why the Rush brings that in. Okay? Yeah. Right, so according to our view, it will come out according to this Pshat, that with this Tircha, that what defines the Shem Hatzolah is where there's Hefsid Mammon. But where there's no Hefsid Mammon, so then there's no Hatzolah. So it's not mutter. So what about the Mishnah? Is it a Brisa? Amale chotzer chavero, kadi yayim v'kadi shemen, bala chotzer meshaber v'yotzer meshaber v'nichnas. Okay? So, Amar avnach ma'yishkot, meshaber v'yotzer lebezden, meshaber v'nichnas lov yischiyos, that's going to Rav Yehuda. But why is meshaber v'yotzer? So Taisha asked the question that lo atchechul sajan zel zeh. There were matriachim from the Masada Zelza. So what's the difference between that tircha and this tircha? Okay? Right? Yeah. There's no Hafsamalan. All right, so, so David's question was that why is it the Gemara says, Hamalech Hatzchaber Kariyan Makari Shemen, Balachasim Shabbi Yasu Shemen Nichna, Samanach Mitzchim Shabbi Yasu Lebezim, Shabbi Nichna Zlov Yischiyosa. So he has a star in the house, so he can break and go into the house. And he's Meshavah and Meshavah Yotzi to go to Bezin. So Taisha says, they weren't Matriachim, the Masad of the Chavius. So what's the difference between the Tircha of the Chavius and between the Tircha of going to Bezin? Tircha of the Chavius, he doesn't have to do. Tircha of going to Bezin, he has to do. So we said, because that's an intrinsic loss. Because if I have Schusei Tashmish in my Chotzer, that means that if I have to misadder the barrels, he took away my Schusei Tashmish. That's an inherent loss. So that Tircha, you're not Mechoyev to do. But if I'm outside my house, and I can go to Beis Din and regain my loss, so I have to go to Beis Din to regain the loss. I can't take it myself. Okay, so Meshav Nechz and Meshav Yotz is to go to Beis Din in order to reclaim the rest of my loss. But the actual tircha of setting up the chavius, that's a loss in itself. That is intrinsically a loss. So that's why, that's an intrinsic hefsid. Okay? But I have to go to Beis Din, I have to do the extraneous tircha of going to Beis Din to reclaim this loss of the tashmish of my chatzah. Okay? I want to take another approach. The question is, that is Beis Din simply a vehicle of an individual? Or is Beis Din an institution in its own right of Mishpat? If you say Beis Din is a vehicle of another, of the Yochid, of the Baal Din, that you have a right to justice, so that's the whole existence of Beis Din as a vehicle. So then, you can't tell me, everybody, even Rav Nachman, even Rav Yehuda would be moda, that you can't tell me that I have to go to extraneous means in order to be matzo my chefetz. There's no such thing, because otherwise you'll always tell me, I could have done this, I could have done that. As long as I'm matzo, I'm matzo. So if Beis Din is considered the Chalei Shem Beis Din essentially is, it's an extraneous, means, a vehicle of the Yachid. So then you're telling me to use other means. But if Beis Din is a Chalei Shem Bifnei Atzmo, it's intrinsically imposed on the Tzibur as a Makom Mishpat. So then it's not an extraneous element. So therefore, since the Beis Din is Mishpat, is the Chal Hashem and the Din Mishpat prevails, so now you have the access to this root. So therefore, the root is there, established already. So now you can't say it's an extraneous means. It's not extraneous if it's intrinsic in the system. So it's not extraneous. So then you can't say that I'm not going to be matriach myself. But an extraneous tircha, you're not mechuyev to do. So that would answer David's question on the Gemara and Chaf Chesam Aleph with the barrels. Because over there, to stack the barrels is an extraneous tircha. That I'm not mechuyev to do. Even Rav Yudal is not mechuyev to do it. But to go to Beis Din is not extraneous, because that's essentially what Beis Din is. It's a makom mishpat. And now you have mishpat available to you to use, which was created for this use. So you can't say, I'm not going to be matriach myself. It's not an extraneous tircha. It's intrinsic. So that would answer the question. Okay?
No,
because that's why it doesn't say Torah when it comes back to Rav Nachman, because he's explaining to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda maintains that since it's an available, intrinsically available, so now the only defense is Tzolos Torah. That's not going to work. But how it comes to relate to him to begin with is because of its nature. But now the only thing is Tzolos Torah. Tzolos Torah is nothing when the Torah is not extraneous. But if it's an extraneous Torah, you can't tell me to go do my shrich myself. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. What's that? Oh. We're doing the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis. Okay. So we just read the Rambam. We asked one question. Why does he say Yim Yesh B'Yodo Koch? Is that just an Eitz Tova? And why does he say Hol Kedas V'Kalacha Osa? What's Kedas V'Kalacha? Hol Kalacha Osa. And then he goes on. He says L'fichachem Koval of Baldino Veviel Beisdin V'Darshu Umotzu She'asa Kalacha V'Din Emes Don La'atzmo Ein Soser Nes Dino. So what is this? I mean, Ein Soser Nes Dino. So there it's mashma that the reason why he could do it is because he's like a Beisdin. He's like a Beisdin, right? He has a what happened to all the halachas that he says, for instance, Echot Shemom Chol Rabin, Harei Zemutal Olad and Yechidi. Avalena Chosh of Bezin. So why is he different, this fellow? What happened to all the halachas of Bezin? How does he become a Bezin? I mean, it's just the whole thing is strange. And so for his dino, what kind of a din? What is he? Is he Yoshev Bedin? I mean, is he a one-man Bezin for himself? So the thing is very difficult. All the requirements of Bezin are suddenly gone. And why does the Rambam say in Don La'atzma V'din V'darshu Motzu She'asak Halacha V'don Din Emes V'din Emes Don La'atzma Ein Soser Nesdino? What do you mean Ein Soser Nesdino? What should they do? Just go over and take it out of his hand, and if it's right, it's right. And why does he have to tell you that?
What else could they do?
I mean, he was. The Bezin sees that he's right, and the money is his, so what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to take it out of his hand and put it back and give it to the other guy. Even though he's right?
They give the same
sock. Right? Because Ram says that midaraisa one can be done. So midarabanan you can't be done yechid, unless you're mum chal rabban. Mum chal rabban can't be done yechid. Midaraisa, even though it's not a mumchal rabban, it could be done yechid. But midarabanan, you need shlosha. But if he's a mumchal rabban, so then even midarabanan is mutter. But over here, he's not a mumchal rabban, and he's just an ordinary person, and he could do a din la'atzma.
Let's say he's
yeah. What?
The
Rashi says, "Vafilu din emes lo yasa hu la'atzma le'yelach etzel hadayan, le'yelach etzel hadayan." So that's where Rashi gives the opposing view: why you shouldn't be done din la'atzma. Right? He doesn't really explain it too. His language is very terse. I mean, he doesn't really expand on it.
It does seem that there's an idea of a dynamis.
What?
He does call it a dynamis.
Yeah. What is Rashi? I feel a dynamis layasa lasma. So why?
Because it seems like he
what is there a Rashi on Adam Dundin lasma? Is there a Rashi, huh? I thought there's another Rashi here.
He says the next one.
Yeah, but Rashi really reveals his pshat a little later in the Gemara. Because later in the Gemara has the case of Tashmami. Island Nirtza Shakola Yamav Rabba Masarv Bolatseis, Bachavo Vasabo Chaburashu Pater, Talmud Lama Lasikhukofa Loshuv, Lasikhukofa Lashav. Achab Mayaskinen, as you see that it could be done in Latzmo, right? Vachavo Bo Rav Beved, Masarv Mafsev. He doesn't want to leave. So then you can beat him up. Okay. So he's allowed to be chovable. So the Gemara says, "Achum ayaskin in ba'avda ganva." Avda ganva dike pseida. Ado idna havaim. So what about until now? Ado idna havaim said the rabbi alay. Hashtalesli aim said the rabbi alay. Now he doesn't have the fear of his adon, so he can't trust him. Okay. Right? Yeah. So it's ike pseida. That's why he could do it. So that's one teretz. The Gemara is another teretz. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar Be'evet Shemosel Rabo Shivcha Knanis Ado Idno Hetera V'Hashta Yisura. So he's being Mafrisho Me'Yisur. So Rashi says Yisura V'Rashoel Al Koso Lafrisho Da'ai Din Elav L'Nafshehu. It's not a din l'nafshe. It's not being done din l'nafshe. It's being done for somebody else. Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, so
there's no
hefsa. But he's been mafish him from Issa from Shifcha Knaas.
There's nothing to do
with
Issa.
What?
There's nothing to do with
Issa. Nothing to do with Issa. So Rashi says, "Da'ai din elav l'nafshehu." So what do you deduce from this? It's not l'nafsheh. No, so that goes back to the Rashi before. See, now you can see what Rashi meant before. Vafilu din emes lo yasehu la'atzma ela yeluch etzel adayin. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi means the whole question of avod inish din l'nafshe is, since it's l'nafshe, so it's not din. It's not objective. That's the machlokes, according to Rashi. So avod inish din l'nafshe means that l'nafshe doesn't really interfere with it. Even though it's l'nafshe, it's still considered a din. Even though there's no gilu davar, right? That's the way Rashi learns this idea. It's a different idea. Because Rashi's not learning like the Rashi with Chavala and with he's learning the questions whether they're allowed to do it all together. You know, according to the Rashi, you can grab it, that's no problem. Problems can be chov b'chavero. But Rashi seems to say that the question is whether he could do it to begin with. Right? So what's the question according to Rashi? The question is, since it's la'atzmo, it doesn't have a halacha of din. Or does it? I mean, that's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Okay? So he learns a totally, Rashi has a totally different shot. So according to the Rambam, you have to say that, you have to say a few things. First of all, you have to say that if a guy's a toughness, it requires din. That's an underlying premise. If a guy's a toughness, it requires din to emerge from a toughness. Okay? So, therefore, the other guy can oppose him. Therefore, the other guy can oppose him. I'll be happy with the rum in time. So,
I just didn't know because I went out.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yes, so according to the Rambam, you have to say that you need din if somebody's a tafos in order to be motzi. You need din, right? That's one premise. The next premise is that what is din? According to the Rambam, din is davar amito, and the only reason why your bezin operates is because bezin is lamito, can be said with askel. So that's why that's what gives it the din, the amita sadavar. But okay, that's two. Oh, the next problem was, so how could he buy, what happened to the whole idea of bezin? How does he bypass bezin? How can be done the liatzmo? So the answer is that when do you require bezin? When you have two litigants, you have two baledinim. So then you require srara, shema ben achechem, you require srara in order to accomplish it. So then we say if you have two baledinim, so that you must have an institution of bezin, because you need an institution of srara. But when he's done laatzmo, there's no concept of srara. I'm not exercising srara over people. I'm just taking what's mine. And if it's a dinemis, so then if it's lamita shel davar, so then it has a dinemis. So he's done a dinemis. And bezin ein sosrin es dino means, just like Rambam says in Perek Vav, that if a person is a bal zroa, he says, so he's a boor and he sets himself up as a dayan. So even if he paskins right, the din is chozer. So what the Rambam means when he says that ein sosrin es dino, it means if it didn't have halacha of din, so even though he was right, the first thing bezin would do would give the thing back to the person that was holding it. They'd be chozer. And then they start the din. But since it has halacha of din, so ein sosrin es dino. And therefore, remains in his hand, and you don't start over again. They just endorse his din, okay? But the main idea in the Rambam, the underlying idea in the Rambam is that Adam don dino lenafshe means that it means simply that where there's no exercising of srara over people, like you have balei dinim, and you're just taking your own thing, so there's no need for a bezin. There's no need for bezin. He's just acting lamito on his own behalf. And it's halach of din. You don't need the institution of bezin. Because that's not srara. Srara is I have power, jurisdiction over two people. But take my own thing, that's not jurisdiction. According to the Rambam, Adam Dandin Lenafshe is a mila. Because lenafshe means that he's not exercising jurisdiction over two people. So it's a milo. According to Rashi, laatzmo is a chasar. Why? Because laatzmo means that since it's laatzmo, according to Rav Yehuda, it's not din. Even though it's emes, it's not din because it's laatzmo. So it comes out that Rav Nachman is really, according to Rashi, is really similar to the Rambam, because Machlal Avatashmeyahein, that Vafilu din emes layaso laatzmo. So the fact that it's laatzmo is he shouldn't do it because he has a schus din, and laatzmo doesn't have a shame din. But according to Rav Nachman, laatzmo has a shame din. Why? Because it's a din emes. I mean that's implied from Rashi. So he holds like the Rambam basically in Rav Nachman. Vafilu din emes layaso. Because according to Rashi, since it's la'atzmo, according to Rav Yehuda, since it's la'atzmo, it's mafkiya the shame din. But according to Rav Nachman, since it's emes, so it has a shame din. Okay, so basically Rashi is like the Rambam. Yeah. Except the Rambam, we don't know Rav Yehuda, right? Yes. Yeah, according to Rashi, if it's not la'atzmo, so then everybody agrees he can be done. So according to Rav Yehuda, the problem is it's la'atzmo. And according to Rav Nachman, la'atzmo is not afkov then. But if it's not la'atzmo, if he's mafrisho me iser, so then he's done din d'nafshe. Even according to Rav Yehuda. So Pseida is halacha like this, because you have a schus din, but the schus din is a schus mamon. underlies, and underlying schus mamon. So if it's going to be pesedas mamon, so your schus mamon will override the schus din. You have to exercise your schus din. Because if you're exercising schus din, it's a schus mamon that you have. So if you're going to lose money, so that's going to override the obligation to exercise schus din, according to Rashi. Okay.